BlackRock launches BETA, a Bitcoin income ETF that caps upside for yield. BlackRock has launched BETA, an exchange-traded fund that pays a double-digit yield on Bitcoin exposure by selling call options against it. Decrypt and CoinDesk both reported the debut on June 16, 2026. The structure trades away part of Bitcoin's upside in return for regular cash payouts, a different bargain than the spot Bitcoin ETF that made BlackRock the dominant issuer in the category. The fund arrives with Bitcoin at $66,497 as of June 16, 2026, up 0.4% on the day and 5.9% over the week, while the Fear and Greed Index sits at 25 in fear territory. Income products tend to get a longer look when sentiment is cautious and holders want something in hand rather than a bet on the next leg up. The mechanics behind the payout BETA runs a covered call strategy. The fund holds Bitcoin exposure and sells call options against that position. Each option sold collects a premium up front, and those premiums are the source of the yield BlackRock is advertising. CoinDesk framed the product as offering cash flow alongside Bitcoin exposure, which is the selling point, a payout stream that a plain spot holding does not produce. The premium income is not free. Selling a call obligates the fund to hand over gains above the option's strike price if Bitcoin climbs past it. So in a sharp rally, BETA keeps the premium but forfeits the upside beyond the strike. Decrypt described it plainly as trading partial upside for the double-digit payout. In a flat or gently rising market, the strategy can out-earn a spot position. In a fast melt-up, it lags because the calls cap the gain. A different bargain than the spot ETF BlackRock's spot Bitcoin ETF tracks the coin one-to-one. Holders capture the full move up and the full move down, and there is no yield. BETA inverts part of that. It dampens the upside, keeps most of the downside exposure, and pays cash along the way. Two products, two distinct risk profiles from the same issuer. That distinction matters for anyone deciding what job they want their Bitcoin allocation to do. A spot ETF is a directional bet. An income ETF is closer to a yield instrument with crypto risk attached. The payouts arrive in dollars, not in Bitcoin, which is the point for an investor who wants spendable cash without selling the underlying coins and triggering a taxable disposal of the position itself. Covered call funds are an established corner of the equity ETF market, and similar Bitcoin income products already exist from smaller issuers. BlackRock's entry carries more weight because of its distribution and brand. The same machine that pulled tens of billions into the spot Bitcoin ETF is now pointed at an income strategy, which could pull the structure from a niche into the mainstream of how Bitcoin gets packaged. The upside holders sign away, the honest read on any covered call product is that the headline yield is not a gift. It is compensation for surrendering the right tail of returns. Over a long horizon, Bitcoin's gains have historically come in concentrated bursts, and those are exactly the moves a capped strategy misses. An investor who sells calls through a 2x year captures the premium but watches a spot holder pull far ahead. Fees layer on top. Premium income is reported as yield, but the expense ratio and the option costs reduce what reaches the holder. So the net figure is what counts, not the advertised one. Investors comparing BETA to a spot ETF should weigh the yield against the upside they are signing away, not just against a zero-yield baseline. The income in dollars design also sets these products apart from how crypto card programs hand back value. A card that pays cashback rewards typically pays in tokens, which keeps the holder exposed to crypto price swings on the rewards themselves. BETA does the opposite by converting option premiums into cash distributions. Same instinct, generating yield from a crypto position, two opposite ways of delivering it.